RYN 381, Dean, radio check on the GMRS Shepherd's Peak repeater, WRYN 381. This is Dean, WRYN 381, radio check on the Shepherd's Peak repeater. WRYN 381, Dean, calling radio check on the GMRS Mount Ogden repeater. Again, WRYN 381, Dean, calling radio check on the GMRS Mount Ogden repeater. This is Dean, WRYN 381, performing a radio check on the GMRS Mount Ogden repeater.
Did you get a comeback on your radio check yet?
Nope, you're the first one.
I don't have anybody else to reference to, but your audio level kind of seems a little low, possibly. I probably need to hear somebody else to compare.
Oh, yeah, it's way low. Mine's a lot higher, isn't it?
There you go. Yeah, your audio level's low. Could that be caused by running it on narrow, Scott? Using that, possibly, what's going on?
Yeah, it could be, but most likely it's just holding it too far away from his mouth, and some radios are just going to have low audio level anyway, and you have to do everything you can to compensate for that. By speaking louder, holding it closer to your mouth, and all that kind of stuff. And some radio, most of the high,
yeah.
And then the lower end radio.
The mic gain, is this sounding any better?
Yeah, I think it sounds quite a bit better. Not as loud as Scott, but some people have come in pretty loud. I know Scott's usually a little bit on the loud side. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kaysville. I'm just sitting in my backyard. I know that sometimes vegetation will impede radio signals, but I should have some good line of sight to the repeater.
Then the audio level thing, you're coming in crystal clear. There's a tiny faint whine in the background, but that, you know, that's common on several radios. So yeah, you're hitting it just great. The VTEC GMRS Pro, is that the Liberty branded EDC ones, you know?
Again, I heard your general message, but I couldn't hear which radio you said this was rebranded. I'll look it up if you can just say the name of the radio again.
I'm taking a look, yeah. So I was wondering if it's the rebrand of the BTC. I don't think it is. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard that Baofeng does rebrand some certain radios, but I haven't seen a lot like this radio, but I could be wrong. I might want to get in a little closer range. I'm not hearing you the best.
A little bit of noise behind you on that last transmission. I'm thinking we're getting somebody's walking on us.
What it is the 4486 was going at the exact same time, so it'll cause issues with this one. If that repeater is transmitting at the same time. It normally doesn't happen, but it was right there.
Oh, is that the 70 centimeter up on Mount Ogden?
Yep, and it was going at the same time. I was listening to it on a different radio at the same time, and it was definitely causing problems with this one.
Oh, well, there we go. Solving all the tough questions all at once. That's cool. Well, right on. I'm going to get back to work. Thanks, both of you. Good talking to you. WSD.
Oh, this is WRYN 381.
Yeah, 381, follow-up question. You sound a little bit on the younger side. Are you an adult? I'm just curious. We run a kids net on Sunday night if you're younger than 18 and are interested.
I'm not an adult, but I have a big passion in radio. I got my ham license a few years ago. I've got some good radios. I've got a grandpa that got me into it at a young age, and I just have a blast talking to people on it.
Have you heard of the KidsNet, and are you interested in learning more? Sound like a missionary, I know. My kids lately have been the only ones joining, and we're probably going to take a pause for the summer unless we get more participation.
Is it and which repeater is it on? I know there's just the general GMRS net on, usually on this repeater at around 9 p.m., but what time is the kids net?
At 6:30 p.m., Mount Ogden.
Sounds great. I'll put it on my calendar and try to remember. Sounds fun.
I'll text Jack as well and tell him and try to drum up some more takers. If not, we'll hit pause and pick up in the fall. but yeah, that's kind of where things are at right now. Maybe we'll hear from you Sunday. But again, good talking to you. My name is Matt, by the way. WSDE 320. I will be clear on your final.
Matt, my name is Dean. This is WRYN 381. Still here. This is WRYN 381. I just set my radio down and couldn't hear what you said. Could you repeat?
I'm clear down at the International Airport in Salt Lake on a handheld. Wonder how you heard me. WRXD 678.
Sorry about that, I'm still here. You're coming in crystal clear, and down in Salt Lake City, it's pretty good range on that thing. You're coming in, I can hear you pretty well.
Oh, that's good to know, thank you. Just got a new radio, I'm going to check it out. First time using it, first antenna.
Sounds great. Which radio is it?
You know, it's just a basic Quan Chang K5. I bought a couple of them as extra radios to have, and I've got a 24-inch roof mount antenna that's magnetically mounted on the roof of my car.
Oh, that's a pretty nice antenna, especially. We have radios for our car, and we've had antennas that magnetically mount, but I think one of the cords on them broke, so we haven't been able to use them as much recently. But when they work, they're great.
Teresa, can you...
Yeah, it sounds like this one is working well for you. You can hear me considering I'm probably 30-plus miles stroke-wise from those computers.
Starting to get a little bit distorted, but I'm still able to hear what you're saying.
I'm moving eastbound towards downtown, so I'm probably going to lose line of sight of here momentarily.
YN 381.